Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Check them out and see what we got there that will help you be successful in your small business. We do everything we can to help you make that happen and make it available to you for free, thanks to our corporate partners, which we appreciate very much. Kelly McElerney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm saying her name properly. She is sales manager at a vineyard in St. Helens, California. I'm sorry, St. Helena, California, and called the Ehlers Estate. And they make wine, but they make it with a twist. Right, Kelly?
That's correct.
welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And for some reason, I don't know why, I had part of this covered up earlier when I was announcing you. I said something about Washington State, folks. I guess I was thinking Mount St. Helens. It's St. Helena, California.
There you go. Thank you.
Tell us where that is relative to. Now, I've been in Northern California. I've been to Napa and Sonoma and, you know, all up in that part of the world. Where is St. Helena?
We are in the heart of the Napa Valley. We are about 60 miles north of San Francisco.
Yeah. I guess, yes. I've been there. Maybe I just didn't realize that's where I was.
It's a small town. You can drive through it and maybe not realize that you've been there.
but been all over the other two, the two valleys there. But you're in the Napa Valley.
Correct. Right in the middle.
I got you. And so tell us about your winery.
We are a small estate property that has about 40 acres. It's been in continuous wine grape production since 1886. So
wow.
It's got a very long
even
history.
Continuous, even during Prohibition.
Correct.
Wow. See, folks, do you know the story about this? The United States had a pretty growing wine industry until Prohibition, and a lot of the wineries went out of business back in the teens and twenties, didn't they?
They did, but then those that were somewhat clever, there was a law still on the books that allowed for personal consumption of 200 gallons per family member.
Wow.
And so if you were creative, your family could grow to a large size during that period, and so you were still
So you could adopt me, so to speak, and I could continue to drink my wine, huh?
Correct. So I think that's how a lot of people were able to continue to thrive. So, yes, there were two brothers named Fred and Manny Dominguez that kept the property in good repair through Prohibition. And then currently, the winery is under the ownership, or actually, to be specific, we're held in trust by a medical foundation called Fondation Le Duc, which is based out of Paris, France. And all of our net income supports the foundation's mission, which is to research cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
Yeah.
So every bottle of wine that someone buys from Ehlers Estate, the profits go to fund heart research.
That is correct. So very unique.
That?
Yes,
that's the twist I was talking about, folks.
It is a nice twist, and it's the research that the foundation engages in is very hardcore. This is not stuff to research lifestyle or, as a lot of people think, you know, which wine is good for you. However, their research is targeted on the university level, and they do things that are truly altering the way people view cardiovascular disease. So it's a great cause. It's
well, really, folks, I don't think wine is alcohol. I think wine is food.
And it's nice to be able to look at it that way.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, because I don't consume wine to get a buzz. I don't consume anything to get a buzz. I don't like that feeling. But I'm kind of high on life, Kelly, as which is part of the danger of me. But anyway, I like wine with food. When I sit down at a meal, and it doesn't have to be a fancy meal, I want my wine immediately, as quickly as possible. And when I take my last bite of my food before dessert, once I take that last bite, I'm through with wine after that. I mean, I don't want it after that.
Right. It's just definitely something that supports your meal, which is
completely
great.
Associated with my meal.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Well, and that's the wines that we produce. We make primarily Cabernet Sauvignon, but we also do produce a white wine called Sauvignon Blanc. And then from some of the excess...
Now, wait. Slow down. Tell us those two wines again, because I want you to educate us a little bit on wine here.
Okay, so Cabernet Sauvignon, and that's a
tell
red...
us, now, that's a white wine.
No, that's red. The Cabernet is
I'm sorry, Cabernet Sauvignon. I thought you said Sauvignon Blanc. Cabernet Sauvignon, right, exactly. That's the famous red.
And that's what most of Napa Valley is known for growing.
It's, right.
And in particular, where we are located in the valley, it's a warmer area, and so that's what we emphasize and tend to produce the most of. And
Cabernet Sauvignon is the more robust, the heavier of the red wines, isn't it?
It can be, yes. And we produce a style that we have two wines, and one of them is, well, both of them are very juicy, very wet. They do well with food. They are intended to be consumed with food.
And they won't mess up the taste of your cheeseburger, for the young people out there, the 20-somethings, it won't screw up the taste of your cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Now, but they're more full-bodied, the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Correct.
And then you also, from the same grape, do you make the Cabernet, what is it,
Sauvignon Blanc? No, that's a different grape, and it's a white grape, and so it's a white wine, and it's a little bit more, I would say, on the acidic side, so it's something that you can do with foods that have a little bit more richness to them. It's not like a Chardonnay, which sometimes can be consumed just on its own. Sauvignon Blanc is a nice aperitif wine, but it also does really, really well with food, and that, again, was the point for us. Mm-hmm. Was to produce a wine that can, as you were describing, really accompany your meals.
Now, some people may be surprised to hear, though, that that red grapes make white wine.
Well, red grapes have white juice, and
that's
the only
what I mean.
Way you can make white wine out of them is to not have that juice come into contact with the skin.
Exactly.
But probably the best and most common known example of that would be Zinfandel, that actually can be sort of pinkish or even sometimes white, but it is from a red grape.
Right.
So, and that the way that red wine is made is because it comes into contact with the skin.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the business. I want to get Kelly to talk to us about the business of being in the wine business. And we're going to, by the way, Kelly, give us that website. What is your website?
EllersEstate.com.
EllersEstate.com. Check it out.
Correct.
Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing again. Stay with us.
You're going to want me for your
back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Kelly McElerney. Kelly, am I saying your last name correctly?
It's McElerney. Yes, you're fine.
McElerney. Well, with a name like Blassingame, I try to get other people's names correct. Kelly McElerney, ladies and gentlemen, she's sales manager with Eller's Estate, and could we call you a boutique winery?
Sure, exactly.
Okay, a boutique winery, and it's in the northern part of the Napa Valley. At Eller's Estates there in St. Helena, California, and they do wine with a twist, and the twist is that all the profits that they make from their wines goes toward 100% goes to the effort to cure heart disease, to find ways to cure heart disease. So I congratulate you, my hat's off to you, Kelly, and to your owners and to all the people who work there. What a great thing for you guys to be doing.
Well, it is an incredible opportunity to be involved with something like this. Yeah, the gentleman that started the medical trust was named Jean Leduc, and it was just due to his benevolence that we're able to proceed as we do. So
are your wines available across the country in outlets in wine stores and supermarkets, that kind of thing?
Not necessarily supermarkets. Our production is fairly limited, and we're in about 20 states. But we're mostly found in restaurants and then small, what we would say, carriage or fine wine retail stores.
I see.
The stores where really the focus is on wine and not so much liquor or
what's it
going to
cost me for a bottle of your cab?
It should cost you anywhere from $40 to $45 a bottle.
Okay, so we're talking not the highest end, folks, but we're talking premium wine.
Correct, yes.
Right. What's your Sauvignon Blanc going to cost me?
You know, unfortunately, we make very little of that, and so it's available only at the winery.
Oh.
And we sell it for about $25 a bottle.
Okay, all right.
So it's a tough, you were saying that you're from Alabama, so it's a little more difficult to get wine into certain states that are only that's only available from the winery.
And the Merlot, what's that going to cost me?
The same as the Cab. It's somewhere between 40 and
about
40.
$45. That's retail?
Correct.
I got you. Okay.
Correct. If it's on a restaurant list, it'll be a little more.
Can you do you ship? I mean, if for states that can receive it, do you ship to people? Can they buy wine on your website?
Absolutely. And it's
so
very
folks,
clearly
folks, you can go to the website and depending on what your state allows, some states allow a wine to be shipped in, some don't. Tell us about the business of being in the winery business.
Oh my goodness. Well, the great part about
it. A little bit of competition,
huh? Well, yes, but the fun part about it, and let me say, it's a really friendly business. And so from the supplier side, for those of us that are producers, we all know one another. It's a very small area, and so if somebody's forklift breaks, you can borrow your neighbors. And it's not competitive, as you might imagine, from the standpoint of, for let's say, the computer or the auto industry. We have so much product differentiation. You know, one person.
Well, California's so laid back anyway, Kelly.
Hey, dude, my
forklift broke.
Oh my goodness! I hope we don't have that impression.
I'm just teasing.
We are very friendly, and it is a very friendly industry. And I think if you're going to pick an industry to really devote yourself to, I can't think of a better one from that standpoint. And I was just out this last week. We bring groups in to stay with us at our winery that represent our wine in other states. So we had our sales team in from Indiana. And it was just so wonderful to show them that side of the Napa Valley. We went and visited a couple of other wineries. We all spoke with the winemakers. We went out, back to your emphasis on food and wine. Boy, did we have some great meals when we were here, you know, with this group. And that's really the whole point of it.
You recommend it as a profession.
Yes, I highly recommend it as a profession.
All right, let me ask you another question. Do you only bottle your own the wines that are grown on your estate?
The foundation does, yes.
You don't buy anybody else's grapes?
We do not, and that's a very specific.
And do you do your own bottling and aging and everything there?
Everything is done. Yes, 100%.
You don't contract that out or anything?
We do not.
Wow. No. Now, if I came to your winery, would I get a tour of all that?
Oh, of course.
Folks, if you ever get a chance, that's the coolest thing. When you go see these wineries and see them how they make the wines, how they age it in the oak casks. Do you use oak?
We use French oak, and so we'll take you through the cellar, and we use what's called a wine sieve, which is like a large glass straw that you dip into the barrel and you pull the wine out. It's very fun, and because we are small, we do allow our visitors to have that opportunity. We're not as large as some of the other producers where you only are going to have that one experience in the tasting room. We will definitely make the property.
See, one of my goals, I've done this tour, but I was doing it driving myself. What I want to do one of these days is to hire a limousine.
Oh, that's it's a very
So I don't have
idea.
To drive, you know, in case you know, even though I don't get drunk, I just don't do that. I don't drink that much. But in case, you know, I got, you know, the wine tasting just got a little bit out of hand, you know, I'd have a driver.
Well, it's also funny, people coming from the outside, even though our valley is quite small from a specific geographic standpoint, it's only 26 miles long.
Oh, yeah.
It really does take some time to move from one end to the other. So
and everybody is so friendly. You were right about what you said. I mean, when I go there, whenever I've gone there, it's been a long time since I was there. When I was there, I moved around, and everybody was just so friendly and glad to see you. And it's just a wonderful experience. And especially for somebody who likes wine. Kelly, give us that website again, please.
It's Ehlers, Ehlers, Estate, so that's estate.com.
So check it out, folks, and maybe you can order a little of their wine online there. And again, depending on some states it's harder, some states it's easier to get it shipped in. And look and ask for it at your
local
nice
wine
restaurant.
Shop, yes.
And the nice restaurants there. You won't find it at Outback, by the way. Thank you, Kelly, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay. quick break. Right back with Joyce Weiss. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.